You're gonna be okay, Cam.
I twisted it.
Don't strangle yourself.
Hey, I'm telling you, after that conversation on my text message, anybody got a noose?
Kim was texting
Give
her
me a
pan.
Few hours, I'll knit you one.
Yeah, Josh is knitting. And if you're joining us on
he's got his YouTube, I got my crochet.
You'll see our video.
I got
Josh and Kim are making blankets.
I have glittery needles.
Are you making a blanket? What are you making, Josh?
Probably a scarf.
Probably a scarf.
A long scarf.
Or a noose for Kim.
You know, find out. There's nothing more irritating to a crocheter when somebody says, oh, what are you knitting? I'm not knitting anything.
I'm hooking.
I'm crocheting.
I'm hooking over here. Leave me alone.
I like knitting because it's more intimidating if I take it in public because I have two needles as weapons.
It's true.
It's funny. If you're a knitter, you like either one or the other. It's very rare that you find somebody that likes to do both.
Do you only like crocheting?
I like it better. I know how to do both. I've not knitted in many years.
You're so talented, Kim.
I've not been able to knit in many years.
She grew up before cable, so, you know, she had to learn.
I like crochet better because
your blanket does look very nice.
I think it goes faster.
My blanket that I'm wearing is crocheted.
Yeah.
It's very soft, very comfortable, and I like to wear it whenever we record because I don't know what it is about a blanket, but it just makes me feel comfortable. And whenever we record Mystery Inc., I like that our friend who is listening, I feel like they always say that they are just here listening with their friends. And I think that's why I like to wear a blanket.
Because I like to show a little leg.
It's comfortable. And I like to sit here and crochet while
thirsty,
we're doing
Josh?
It.
Are you thirsty, Josh? Do you need an extra drink?
I like to sit here and crochet because it's just relaxing. I'm just sitting here talking to my friend, and it's just relaxing. Yeah.
Well, I fidget a lot, too. Like, when I watch the video during the edit, yours does, too.
Yeah.
One time, both of our legs were...
I tend to fidget a lot, too. That's why I'm like, if I'm sitting here and I have my hands busy, maybe that'll help me not fidget quite as much.
Yeah.
Because I notice on a lot of our videos that... scratch a
your
lot
vitties.
And rub my chin and
my nervous tick is to pull up my eyelashes, a little. I don't pull them off. Like, I don't know, whenever like my nervous thing is like if I pass someone in the hallway or something, I'll like pretend I have a hair stabbing my eyes. God, so like, I have something
I
to distract
right
me.
I have to say, Joshua, your makeup is on point today.
Oh, thank you.
Looks very nice.
Don't talk to me. I'm busy with my eyelash.
2 minutes when I got here this morning.
You look so young.
Oh, thank you. I think the haircut makes me look younger too. It was getting pretty long.
Freshly shaven. You look very smooth.
I trimmed my beard. Can you tell?
No one cares, straight boy.
Oh my God.
You're the minority here.
I can't tell.
There's
it looks
one
nice.
Of all of us, actually. There's a woman. There's a gay boy.
No.
And there's a man.
There's two women.
Yeah.
You're the minority.
Listen, I'm the...
Kim, you're a woman?
I'm pretty much the... I'm the femme one here. I love it, too.
I've always been tomboyish. And no, I'm not a lesbian.
Not me.
So I have some stories to share. So
boy.
I went and saw a stand-up comedian over the weekend.
Oh, I love stand-up comedians.
Yes, me too. I went to a show to go see Etta Mae, who is a really good stand-up comedian.
I've seen her
video. I didn't
video.
Realize that's who it was that you went to see.
Oh my gosh, she is so funny.
Yes, she
And
is.
I took our mom. My mom, you know, Josh and I share the same mother because we are brothers. Although if one of us is upset with our mother, I'm just like, Josh, did you see what your mother posted on Facebook today?
We have both the same parents. That's rare these days.
Oh my gosh, that is so true.
They were married before we were born.
Right?
We're really? Old.
I have one sister that's got the same parents as me and everybody else.
So I took
we
my
know
mom.
All about you, Barn Dollar.
So I took my mom to go to the show with me, and it was so fun. And so one of the things we did was we had dinner beforehand. We had a little meal that they have at the show that you can pre-order before you go. and it's a buffet. It's real fancy. Good. It's real nice.
It was really good when we went
there. Yeah. And so my mom and I go, and if you guys will remember, it's a nice, a really nice place, and you go up and get your own food. Well, one thing that I do, because I'm really finicky when it comes to meat.
No.
I know.
I can't imagine.
I know. If you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know how I am.
With so me. Easygoing.
I know.
We actually just discussed this on Patreon.
Yeah.
Right. Episode. Wow. Well, so I just skipped the meat section altogether because I know they're not going to have the meat for me. If it's a buffet, they're just going to have meat that pleases all the other people, not me. It's going to be meat that's on a bone or not done enough for me.
Chopped up in a sauce. You can't tell what's what.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing it. So I just have like the salads and the pasta and those type of things. And it's always delicious. So I'm not sad about it. So I hit the goodness. I mean, I had the broccoli salad. Mm. I love a good broccoli salad. I had the macaroni and cheese. Let me tell you, it's clapping. Is that what the kids are saying?
Slapping. Slapping. Clappings for you got another clap. Thing.
You got the clap.
Make that ass clap.
Anyway, it was clapping and slapping. It was doing all the things.
Domestic so violence.
Yeah. So anyway, so it was so good. And my mom was in front of me in line, and they were serving this roast beef. That's what it was. Ooh, you know, they like slice it for you and they serve it to you. Well, my mom was looking at this and she realized that it was not going to be done to her standard because just like myself and my grandma, my mom is the same way. Meat has to be well done.
No fat.
Monsters. No fat, well done, or we're not eating it.
Monsters.
So I realized in that moment that my mom and Josh also shared this similar trait that we've talked about before. So anyway, so my mom looks at this meat and the woman, I believe it was a woman, goes, here you go, and like hands it out to her. And my mom looks at this meat and goes,
spit it out.
Oh my God, I can't. Like in the moment, it was just hilarious. And I almost, like, I was dying. She goes, oh, that's raw. She goes, I can't eat that. It's raw. Yeah, it was like disgust. And I looked at it and she was totally right. I didn't want it on my plate. If it would have touched my food, I would have thrown it away. Because, I mean, it looked raw. But just the fact that my mom was like, oh, I can't eat that. It's raw. Well, the server was like, oh, okay. And, like, realized that this person likes their meat
trash.
Well done. Yeah, it's like
trash. Yeah.
So they, like, put it down. And then evidently they must have, like, a trash side of this meat. Cut off the trash side of, like, the well done. Chase our mom down.
Oh my God.
With this meat and goes, here, ma'am, I have some for you. And my mom's like, okay. And they put on some well done crispy meat for her.
Oh, good.
But it was just, I mean, I was dying because my mom like lifts over it and then she's like, oh, I can't eat that. It's raw. And then the lady like chased our mom down.
That's funny.
It's like, here, I have some for you.
That just winked at me. It's still alive.
Yeah. Well, my mom and I were sitting in the second row when we were watching anime.
Rich.
Tickets were $50 a piece. They weren't super bad. And plus, like,
affordable.
Right. If I go to see a stand-up comedian, I like to sit close. That way, whatever it is about stand-up, I just like to sit so I can actually see the person.
Yeah.
Because I just don't like, if it's an actual, like, music show, I don't mind a seat in the back. But if it's a stand-up comedian, but it's just one person, I want to sit up close so I can actually see the person and see their expressions. So anyway, so
their expressions is half of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're sitting in the second row on the end. And they have you in like the band pit or whatever that thing is called. You know what I'm talking
Orchestra
about?
Orchestra pit. Yeah.
And so the seats in that area is made so that they can move all those seats
right
when the band's there. So I don't know if you know this, but it's made so that it can like lower and go up and down. So like when you step on it, it somewhat moves, barely, but it moves. I get so annoyed so easily. But there is a man sitting behind me this entire show going 100 miles an hour with his dang leg. You know what I'm talking about? God. Where his leg's just going like a motor.
Mm-hmm.
Shaking the entire pit.
Ugh.
Oh, my God. I just wanted to turn around and punch him square in the
throat. Take your restless leg pill, you asshole.
Well, he probably doesn't take medicine. He probably doesn't go to the doctor.
I ain't got it.
I mean, I had motion sickness. Because, I mean, I'm sitting on the end, and the whole pit is, like, moving from his leg, shaking the pit. And I'm like, you know, I'm the investigator here. I'm just like, what in the world is shaking this pit? And I turn around, and I look at that man, and I see his leg going 100 miles an hour. And I thought, are you cheating on your wife? Why are you so nervous about
God? Sir, what are you doing, Mac? Hand check.
Well, at some point, I turn around and look at him. I look down at his leg, and I'm just thinking, like, hopefully this is enough hint for you to calm that leg down. Like, if you have that much of a problem, don't sit in the pit.
Walk it out before you get there, for Christ's sake.
No, I also found out that I have this problem when I go to shows like this, especially when you sit close up to the front, because everyone in the entire show will see you get up.
Mm-hmm.
I had, like, as soon as we sat down, the show was about to start, like, in 2 minutes. And suddenly, I felt it.
All that broccoli salad.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what it was. I had to go to the bathroom. But I knew, first off, the bathroom's on the other side of the theater, so I would have to walk all the way around. And I knew if I came back, it would be during the show. And I did not want to be that person. In front of everyone. And in like the stand-up, there's one stand-up comedian on the stage who would have to watch me walk to the front.
And sometimes they'll call you out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't want to be that person, so I thought I'm just going to hold it for an hour and a half.
Sweat it out.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I was
so miserable.
It's one of those moments
where you're just sitting there and you're just like holding your like stomach.
Sweating.
And you're just like, oh. And you're just thinking of all the gods you've ever learned about in history.
Your brain to every single you're one
like,
of them.
Have I missed one? And you're like, what native people lived
Almighty
in California?
Almighty Haiti, please don't love me.
Yeah, what native people lived in California? And you're just like trying to pray to all of them too, in case you missed one. You know, you're just drawing every card you can.
How you lasted an hour. I wouldn't have made 15 minutes, let alone an hour.
Our
family has very tight sphincters. It's a genetic trait. Kept me in business these years.
We're extremely lucky. Extremely lucky.
Oh,
but it was funny, though, because I felt kind of bad because, you know, the drive home, you're gunning it. Because, like, the theater lets out, there's, like, all these people.
You didn't even go after it was over?
Theater lets out. I'd be waiting in line for an hour. It's quicker for me to leave and go home and use the bathroom in my house. But I had to drop my mom off. So I drop her off and then I go home.
Get out.
Yeah. But you know, like when you drop off a parent, they want to talk to you for a moment. And I was trying to be nice. And I was like, all right, get out. It's like, you know, it's almost like a drive-by. Look, I'm going to go real slow by the house. I'll open up the car, just jump out. Just jump out and run out. Whatever you got to do, just jump and run. That's how it was.
Oh. How many times have I told you I've got to go right now and you better get me to a bathroom right now?
Weekly.
Dear God, oh,
it's not that. I haven't done it for a long time. It's been a while.
I have been just about murdered and put away wet, and I'm still...
Yeah, no. It's bad. It'll get bad real quick if I have to go. And I have my gallbladder, so it's not like I don't have one.
So do you keep medicine now in like your bag?
Yes.
And in your car, just in case?
Yeah. I do. Lactaid, Pepto, I do. Gas X.
Whenever I go on trips, I always take something. And if ever I go on a plane or on a long car ride, I pregame every time.
Oh, yeah.
Pregame. Or if I'm, I will pregame Imodium and I will pregame ibuprofen.
Mm-hmm. That's
where I am in life.
Right? Well, one thing nobody told me is the stomach issues you get when you get older.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, everybody who's younger, one day in your 30s, you're going to think you're dying and literally having a heart attack and your stomach's exploding. No, it's just gas.
I was sitting at home yesterday and I started getting cramps, stomach cramps. And I was like, oh my God, what is that? And I'm sitting there and it'd go away and I'm like, okay, I'm all right. And then I'd come back. Oh man, these are awful. I ended up going to the bathroom and about 20 minutes later, I was good.
Feel like a new person.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one ever says, oh, gas will feel like you're dying.
Yeah. I thought I was a goner. I thought Shane sends me a text every night and I hope you make it through the night. I didn't think I was going to get a text saying good morning yesterday morning.
Speaking of medicine, one thing that I've learned from people who live outside of the U.S. is how abnormal it is for Americans to have advertising on our TV on medicine.
They think it's really
good. And it wasn't until our friend Maya from Norway pointed it out, mm-hmm. Wendy from the UK pointed it out, and then sometimes I have listeners who will mention it too,
mm-hmm.
about how much advertising of medicine goes on TV.
Lunestra.
And when someone mentions it, it clicks because, like, think about it. Only doctors should really be the ones what medicine to give you.
I think they're pointless. Yeah. It's not like we can say, hey, well, prescribe this for me.
No, that's the point. That's the point, though. They want you to be like, oh, that
ask
medicine.
Your doctor.
Yeah, so it kind of like puts the medicine idea like, oh my gosh, maybe I have those symptoms and I'll go to my doctor and ask for that medicine.
And they're always, you know, kind of generic, bland symptoms. Like, mm-hmm. have you ever blinked? Then you need this.
Yeah, the side effects, though.
Yeah.
The side effects will kill me. Like, and they read them off so quick. So normally you're like, oh my gosh, those people look so happy. Maybe I need that pill. And then, like, if you actually look up the side effects, it's like you'll bleed from your anal glands and maybe your eyeballs.
But death occurs, stop taking.
Yeah, but you'll have wet eyes. You know,
right. Your eyelashes will be thick.
Yeah, you won't have dry eye. You might bleed from the eyes and in your anal gland for the rest
be
of your
dry.
Life, but you're not going to have dry eye anymore. And those people in the advertisings are so always so happy. But the jingles, you know, the jingles
of all the
medicine things, they get stuck in my head. And sometimes I'm like, da, 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 da. And I'm like, where did I hear that at? And then I'll hear another commercial and I'm like, gosh, dang it. Why do I have a diabetes medicine jingle in my stinking head?
You know, the one that runs through my head all the time? Activia.
The poop and yogurt.
The poop and yogurt.
God knows I don't need that.
The old lady poop and yogurt.
Oh,
our stepmom eats that.
Right.
Crack me up. Yeah, some of those commercials get stuck in your head. They're like core memories from childhood.
Yeah.
The Boniva lady, Sally Fields.
Are you going to die? Don't die.
You need a pill, Shane. Ask your doctor today.
Don't die.
What commercial have I seen that will cure all my symptoms?
Do you suddenly choke without no explanation?
Let's get rid of that.
Lord.
There's a million-dollar medicine idea, one that hinders your gag reflex.
Hmm.
Josh, are you going to invent that one?
I don't need it. That's for quitters.
That's for quitters.
One of my favorite drag queens, I believe it was Bob the drag queen, she said, I don't know why they call it a blow job, because it never seemed like work to me.
Oh my God. I have never been to a drag show. A real drag show.
Yeah, we all should go to one sometime.
I think that would be so much fun.
If you guys go, I'll set it up to where I'll perform. I'll do a little lip sync for you. You can't judge me, because my drag character is a succubus from hell.
I would never judge you for that.
I've called Kim that before, too. Slutty succubus from hell. I come up every 100 years and suck the souls out of an innocent man. It felt fitting.
It is fitting. Yeah, we should plan one. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun.
Yeah.
We'll let our patrons join us when we do.
Yeah. It'd be good photos.
I have a few. Mm-hmm. I have the not so evil queen drag persona and then my regular one, Kinky Von Queef. Mm-hmm. I like to be gorgeous and funny. Ridiculous.
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 All right. Are you guys ready for my mystery today?
Please. I suppose.
All right. So I have some clues because I want you guys to try to guess it. And they're easy clues. What? I think you guys are gonna easily guess it.
All right.
All right. The first clue, I think Kim will guess this one right off the bat.
Okay.
Ford has a car named after it. You only got one guess. Don't be naming like a bunch of crap. You don't got it? Okay. I'll keep going. I have three clues. Pokemon has a bird based off it. Third clue. It appears in Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, which is a Harry Potter.
Firebird.
Not Firebird.
Thunderbird.
Thunderbird. There
we go. Thunderbird.
Yeah. I know Kim doesn't watch Harry Potter. Did you watch Fantastic Beasts?
You uncultured
Dead
swine.
To me. You have no taste in books or movies. You have too much.
How do you know I don't have any good taste in books?
You have talked about the books you listened to on the way here.
That's true.
She'll be like, yeah, this lady and her boss are going at it. And
their loins are on fire.
I'm like, that does not sound appealing whatsoever. Sounds absolutely horrid.
And I'm your boss, lady. Calm down.
Well, sometimes I'm like, hey, if you listen to this episode draft, because like we listen to episodes before we release them to make sure there's nothing wrong with it. And I'm like, hey, if you listen to this on the way to your house, you don't have to listen to it when you get home. And she's like, oh, no, I'm in a really good part of my book.
Yeah.
She just found out that her boss likes her.
Most
and I'm like, oh, my God, no. It's so trashy.
It was a teacher and a student. If you're going to say it, get it right.
Women like to read their pornography and men evidently, like to view it.
Evidently.
These books aren't, they're not like that, though. They're not. Not very detailed in that aspect.
Oh, the ones I read are a goblin king, a half orc barmaid. I have multiple ones. My best friend gives them to me when she's done. Hey, we all gotta get it in some.
Got a quarter.
I'm like, the carts at Aldi's just cost a quarter. And you get it back at the end.
Right. All right. So my topic today is Thunderbirds. So what are Thunderbirds? Do you guys know what Thunderbirds are?
Yeah. It's a Ford car.
Kim, you are a Ford.
A mythical bird of Native American culture that controls the weather, such as the thunder.
Yes. So Thunderbirds, they are this legendary creature. And they come to us from North American indigenous people. Now, if you think about a thunderbird, we're talking about in their culture, in North American indigenous people's cultures, these creatures get as big. I mean, they're huge. They can carry whales. Mm. There's many stories of them carrying whales
to
eat.
Watch out, Kim.
Oh, my gosh, John.
I saw the opportunity and I took it. I took it.
Are you going to, she's going to push you down the stairs when you go up out of this bunker.
She goes up first.
I never.
Hello.
That's the first time that I've ever said that to you. That I was a bit appalled on what you said. Usually Shane can say something, you'll say the exact same thing and I yell at Shane and not you.
It was unexpected.
I didn't even say that. All right, so Thunderbirds, they're supernatural beings, and they're supposed to have a lot of power. They're really, really strong creatures. And as their name suggests, they're responsible for thunder and oftentimes a lot more. So indigenous people, they shared the stories of Thunderbirds through their art, through songs, and through their oral history. Now, Thunderbirds can be found through a lot of different cultures, through the Pacific Northwest coast, American Southwest, the East Coast, the Great Plains, and throughout the Great Lakes region. In more modern time, it's believed to be more of a cryptid creature, similar to that of Bigfoot and the Loch Ness Monster. So it's kind of like a belief that there could be multiple of these creatures. That's kind of the difference, and that it's kind of like there could be a lot of them out there. It's just like a unknown, discovered creature that we just don't know about yet. Kind of a cryptic creature. Now, the Iroquois and other Algonquian people, now they believe that the Thunderbird controls the upper world, while the underworld is controlled by the underwater panther, or the great horned serpent.
Yeah.
Now, the Thunderbird creates thunder when its wings are supposed to be flapping. So that's how thunder is supposed to be created.
My legs do that when I walk.
Do you remember those like little swishy pants?
Yes. That kind
of reminds me of that.
Windbreakers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it casts lightning bolts. And whenever the lightning bolts get cast, the native people believe that it was casting them at underworld creatures to kind of like make sure they stay in the underworld. Mm. So it was kind of like protecting the people in the upper world.
Go on, get.
Yeah. Now, another indigenous group of people believe that Thunderbirds would fight the underwater spirits and punish humans who break rules, like moral rules. So if you would, you know, murder someone, basically, any moral rules, they could come out and punish you. So there's like one story that I came across about one of these Thunderbirds attacking a group of people because they were doing, you know, they were wrongdoers. And so, you know, you would be able to tell if they were coming because you would smell a specific smell, and that smell is supposed to be the smell of an oncoming thunderstorm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that smell. So that's how you knew one was approaching. And then you'd hear this screech, this huge screech. And then you would see this huge, massive bird. I mean, just imagine a bird big enough to carry a huge whale. And, you know, I mean, I just can't imagine.
It reminds me of a lot of how I pick up a man. They smell me first, and then a loud screech.
So the native people of northern Wisconsin believed that the Thunderbirds lived on a great mountain in the western sky, and that they were able to control the rain and hail. So I thought that was really interesting that they actually had like a specific region that the Thunderbirds lived on, and they called that region the Great Mountain. So So anytime it would thunder, storm, if it would hail, it was all being related back to the Thunderbird. The Thunderbird created all of this weather.
I like how they depicted it in the Harry Potter.
Yeah, the Harry Potter. Yeah, so in the end, of course, you see the Thunderbird, you know, save the people, and it was beautiful, and it was like a big, huge eagle and majestic.
What one's that on?
Fantastic Beasts.
Where to find them?
Yeah, where to find them?
Oh, I thought you said Harry Potter.
It's the Harry Potter world.
It's
just a different
series
of books. So although the Thunderbirds are supposed to be dangerous and powerful, the native people believe that these were benevolent nature spirits. And so because of that, they sometimes would assist tribes in search of food in times of famine. So they were supposed to be good. And just a fun little fact that I found, if you guys have ever heard of thunderstones.
Yeah.
So those rocks are supposed to be the eggs of these creatures.
Ooh.
And that's according to native people's legends, that those thunder rocks are supposed to be their eggs, or those thunderstones.
I've heard of a thunder rock.
Yeah, thunderstones is what they're
thunderstones.
And when I get to the unmasked section, I'm going to be talking about some modern day sightings of Thunderbirds.
Ooh, lucky.
I know. Or unlucky. You never know.
It's kind of like, and they remind me of phoenixes.
A little bit. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like huge phoenixes. And some possible explanations of these creatures that historians and scientists have shared of why so many people may have passed them down. Like why so many native people in different places of the America of North America and into Canada, you know, North America, mm-hmm. why so many people, native people, would have had legends about the same creature.
I think they had one of those in that totem pole when we went to South Carolina.
Yeah, it's common that the Thunderbird is created into the totem pole. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's one thing I find fascinating is how cultures from all around the world and all different times throughout history will have similar like deities and legends and stuff.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, that's my mystery, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, I like that. I love a good cryptid.
I know.
Especially bird.
You know, normally I pick a good, you know, crazy mystery, but I wanted to pick a mystery that I thought Josh might sometime pick.
Was that Zapdos?
Yes, it was Zapdos. Okay. Or Zapdos, as it was supposed to be called. But Josh and I, when we played Pokemon on our Game Boy Color, it was always Zapdos.
My favorite was Articuno, so pretty. Mm-hmm. The long tail.
And Metros.
Who's your favorite? Or Moltres.
Moltres, yeah.
Who is your favorite Pokemon?
Pokemon nerds.
Now, out of the original Pokemon, Man, I don't know if I had a favorite. Yours was Ninetales, wasn't it?
I love Ninetales, Dragonair, and Vaporeon. I always played Vaporeon in the pool.
I remember.
You know what I'm hearing?
Exactly.
I have no idea. I've tried to play Pokemon.
Uncultured
swine. You've had me download it onto my phone before, and I just don't get into it. It's not
Pokemon Go.
Not my kind of game. I like.
Well, you weren't. You like it's puzzle the games. Nostalgia stuff with us.
That's true. Because back when you guys were kids,
a lot younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I know.
A lot.
I think younger. You forget it sometimes.
Decades.
A lot.
That's younger. When the cards and stuff was out when you guys were little, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We were in elementary school when they came out.
Till we couldn't have them because the reverend said they were demonic.
Yeah.
They call them demons in Japan, which doesn't mean what it means here in the Western world.
Oh, really? Mm-mm. What does it mean over there?
It's kind of like what they call like how we like all the cryptids and stuff we have over here. Like that's their form
it's
of
like a creature.
Demons.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes religious people just like to
sometimes good, ruin sometimes the fun. Bad, sometimes depending on the weather.
Yeah. They like to ruin the fun.
Speaking of weather. But it's been beautiful.
Yeah. Sunshining and
it's supposed 70s. To start raining.
Yeah, it's supposed to rain for like the next 4 days.
Oh, good. With your talk about the Thunderbird, I was sitting here thinking, I want a good thunderstorm.
I love thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
That's my favorite weather.
I open my window and...
Yeah. A good thunderstorm.
Hate thunderstorms. Actually, our friend Dave, every time there's a thunderstorm and he hears thunder, he'll send me the Thunder Buddy song from Ted.
Oh, yeah.
F you, thunder.
Oh, they're so relaxed. It smells so good.
Yeah. I like a good thunder.
I do like the smell, but I just don't.
It sounds like the way it hits your roof.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not just a nice, easy, gentle rain, I don't mind that. I just don't like thunder and lightning.
Because
wind usually is in there too, and I have trees all around my house, so it kind of freaks me out that trees going to end up coming in my house.
Yeah, I can see that.
Anxiety.
Damn you.
My neighbor right behind my bedroom has a tin roof, so I just open my window and listen to that.
I bet that would be nice. That would be nice.
That's how I always know when there's hail, because I'm like, that rain sounds... Sounds like a bad look. I'm like, oh no, that's hail.
Yeah.
Well, when we went to Brown County last year or whatever, and we stayed in that cabin. Didn't it have a tin roof?
Yeah.
I think I remember it raining and hearing it.
With the fire going.
Yes, with the fire going. Oh my gosh,
yeah. We should do that again sometime. That'd be a nice.
Can we not do it during the winter? Because yeah. I am not going to stay up for two nights in a row to stoke the fire to keep it warm in there.
I liked it for the hiking because I knew I wouldn't see any. There's rattlesnakes down there, but I do like the warm weather. It was a cold hike and I got lost.
I don't blame you.
As long as it's not 90.
It'd be pretty in the fall.
We want it to be a happy medium.
Yeah.
Either spring or fall.
Yeah. It'd be a good location to do Mystery Inc. at.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Wonder if we could find some mysteries from down there and do a...
Oh, I'm sure.
And go to the resort for their Wi-Fi. There was no service.
No, there was no service in the cabin. We had to go to the resort. I had a bunch of work to do, so I kept walking up to the
Well, there are cabins resort. That do have service, but they're more modern cabins.
Oh.
And they didn't fit as many people. We had other people with us.
I was going to say, you took a rustic, no heat other than a wood-burning stove instead of a modernized cabin. Because
there were other people to put the fire in.
Right.
Which was me. No,
the other cabins, the modern cabins, they only fit like 4 people, I think.
I see.
Yeah. It was definitely not as big. It doesn't have an upper story.
That was a beautiful park.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Huge.
So, I do like Brown County Park. Yeah, it's beautiful.
Very
park.
Pretty.
I was like, I can walk to this lake.
Oh, no, we can go over to Columbus too. That'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Josh has never been to that house. We should tour that house again. The beautiful gardens.
The Which artists.
Yeah.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
Meet that old lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is a really cool.
Oh, we have to do the hibachi. They have the best hibachi place in Columbus.
Oh, I remember now. Yes, yeah, that place was so really good. I don't remember the name of it, but
I don't remember.
We'll visit Linda and Rodney and get hibachi.
Yeah. Linda is Kim's sister.
They're nice people. I like them.
Very good people.
Yeah.
I don't like many people, but they're good people.
All right. Are you guys ready for my shifar?
Yeah.
Oh, please.
Okay. So, in Old Bridge, New Jersey, someone was out hiking. I don't know who these
Hate
people
are.
I don't know who these people are. Someone was out hiking next to the quiet river, nestled next to these beautiful trees. Suddenly, that's when they see it.
A big mosquito?
Mounds of something abnormal. Mm-hmm. Well, shit far. It's 500 pounds of cooked pasta.
I've heard of this.
What?
Someone somehow dumped all this pasta back in the woods next to this quiet river. Now, the person and the reasoning for it is all still a mystery to this day. But the city did offer to clean it up. And I can't help but wonder, did they call it Mission Impasta? Shit far. Can you just imagine?
That is so
Can you imagine Why? Coming up to 500 pounds of pasta in mounds?
So weird.
Yeah.
Ugh.
500 pounds of pasta.
I wonder how they got it out there. If it was in a woods.
It's an Italian hate crime.
It is.
Oh my gosh. That is Trying weird.
Poison the water with gluten.
Right.
So weird.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for joining us. Don't forget to follow us on all the social medias. Josh and I have our own Facebook group. You should come follow us on it. It is called Shane and Josh's Rabbit Hole.
That's my hole right here.
Josh is holding up pillows. You should come find our Facebook group. It's real fun. We're real enjoyable.
A hoot and a half.
A hoot and a half. We also have Patreon if you want to join our Patreon.
At It's Mystery Inc.
Yeah. We have Unmasked once a week, and our episodes are released early on Patreon. I don't know if you know that.
Yeah, I always forget to mention that.
Yeah,
oh, I always forget to mention that too. Early.
Yeah, our episodes, we release the entire week's episodes on the Friday before, along with Unmasked. So,
and we're also going to schedule a game night.
Yeah.
As soon as we get enough people to sign up.
Yeah. And you know what I think is one of the best things about Patreon beyond Unmasked is the community.
It's so much
because
fun.
Because we post photos and things about what we're doing and a lot of questions, and we just have a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And we've so I think the back and forth is really what makes our community fun.
We put a lot of pictures on there when we went to Texas. And
And I mean, even whatever we're doing really that week. So it becomes a real fun community. So if you would like to try it out.
Join the gang.
Come and join our gang. Yep. If you ever have thought about being in a gang.
God, Grandma's biggest fear. You and I are in a gang.
We are in a gang.
Oh, no.
Or a cult.
We even have our own collars.
We do. We're in a cult. Hit far and save the matches. We are in a cult and in a gang.
Oh my gosh.
The water's cold.
We are.
Well, somebody even asked in there if we were a cult.
I know. Tick tock.
Eventually.
That was right? So funny.
It was. All right, guys. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Talk at you later.
Bye.